I know so many buddies and so many people that I've met along this journey that is still nowhere near where I want to be because they just are stuck in analysis paralysis.
Yep.
And they're not taking action. So, you know, I think first and foremost, you guys just take action. I know you're not going to know everything. It's scary, but just go up there, knock on that door, pick up the phone, give them a call, you know, just do it. Take that action.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, America's number one podcast for new real estate investors, where we know that finding discounted properties is the most proven path to financial freedom. I am your host, Brent Daniels, Mr. TTP, Mr. Talk to People, and I am telling you this, if I can do it, so can you. So let's get started. Now, it is very important to remove everything that is unnecessary about being a real estate entrepreneur. So let me just break down this business into three parts. It makes it very, very simple. The first part is lead generation. That is the engine of our business. That is going out there and finding the opportunities. The second part is converting those opportunities into signed agreements or signed commitments. That's doing the lead follow-up, the pre-qualifying, doing an incredible offer presentation. And the third part of this business is the exit strategy. And basically, there's only three parts to that. You're going to buy and hold a property, put it into your portfolio and hold it. You're going to flip a property. You're going to buy it and flip it at some point and sell it for a profit, or you're going to assign your rights to purchase that property. And that's what's commonly referred to as wholesaling real estate. All right. Well, my guest from Plymouth, Michigan has got an incredible strategy that I really want you to pay attention to because this is different than anything else that you've heard on this podcast so far. And I think it's incredibly, I think it's incredibly smart. I think it's incredibly thoughtful for what he's doing. And I think it's incredibly creative on how he's finding opportunities where other people are passing them up. So it is with great pride that I bring on to this podcast, Austin Cook from Plymouth, Michigan. Austin, say hello to everybody.
Hey guys. Hey Brent, I'm super excited to be here today.
I'm super excited about this as well, because usually I open up these podcast conversations, Austin, and I say, well, do you have anybody? How'd you get into real estate? Is your family from real estate? Is there a bunch of do you have a bunch of success coming, you know, somebody that you can look at and see a bunch of success in the real estate world? And almost to every single interview says no. No, I don't have anybody. I'm the first person in this. You actually have a legacy. You actually are coming from, your dad has been doing this for a long time. So why don't we kind of talk about that and talk about how you actually got into this business, because you didn't really want to.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a full circle story. So kind of like you said here, my father, he is kind of like an OG wholesaler and developer in Metro Detroit. Actually, before the recession, he was, I think, probably the seventh largest builder in the state of Michigan. And he was all private, never went public, which was quite the feat. So essentially what happened here is I saw my dad all throughout, you know, growing up, work really hard in real estate, make a lot of money. I mean, like a lot of money. And then the recession hits and he lost everything. All him and all his partners, they lost pretty much everything. So, and that was about the time when I was just getting into high school, maybe like early freshman, sophomore year of high school. And I was kind of like, wow, I'd never want to do this real estate thing. This is that's bonkers. You know, he worked hard all this time and then he lost everything. And so basically it scared me away. So I went through high school, went through college, and did not want to do real estate. Didn't actually know what I wanted to do. So I went to the University of Michigan. I graduated with a degree in mathematics and environmental science, and I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So one thing I knew is I loved climbing. So I went and got my climbing certificates, and I took people climbing in the mountains. I climbed for pretty much a year straight, lived out of my car and climbed in 38 states. And one day I fell, broke my foot. So I had to come home. As my foot recovered, you know, I wasn't going to be able to climb for 3 months. I planned to just get a job for those 3 months and then get back in my truck and go climb. Well, I got a job selling solar panels. And I quickly kind of rose the ranks in the company. And I became the number one salesman at that company pretty quickly after like 6 weeks. And I realized these people are asking the same question over and over again at the solar panels. They're asking, how's this going to affect my homeowner's insurance? I had no idea, you know. I was living out of my car at this point. I was living in my dad's basement once I got back from broke my foot. And I just told them, like, I don't know, you know, but I got this question over and over. So I looked it up and I realized that Michigan has super high insurance rates because of their no-fault insurance on the automobile. And people are bundling auto and home together. So they instantly think they add a $30,000 system to their house, their insurance is going to skyrocket. So what I realized is that people only care about the price on their insurance. So what I did was I went and I got my insurance license, got sponsored through Allstate to write homeowners insurance. And when I go on an appointment to sell them solar panels, I would also have an insurance quote. And if my price was lower, they would go for it. So now I'm
so smart. I love that.
Yeah, so now I was double dipping in sales, and I wasn't only selling solar panels, but I was selling homeowners insurance. Then, you know, after a while, I realized homeowners insurance was easier to do, so I started selling that full-time, and I started getting with some realtors and auto dealers to try to sell more policies. Now, I realized auto dealers were really flaky, the deals would fall through, and I'd be wasting my time, but what I realized with the realtors is that, you know, after 30 days, it would take a little while, but the sale would go through always. And I realized these realtors are getting paid $10,000 a sale, and I was only getting paid $100 a sale. So I was like, okay, something's not right here. This is where my dad comes back in now. You know, my dad, he's been a real estate broker, developer, and wholesaler for basically 45 years, since 77. So he was like, okay, so yeah, you want to get into real estate? He's like, you got to get your license. He goes, this is not going to be easy. He's like, real estate's, it's tough, hard work, and it takes time to see results. I'm like, okay, I'm up for the challenge. So I went, got my license, and I'm like, well, now what do I do? He's like, what you do is you go into the legal newspaper and you look for people going into foreclosure. And he's like, you walk up to their door, you knock on their door, and you ask them if they could buy their house. And
I'm like, I love your dad so much. I do. I listen. It's old school, right? I get it. I know we were talking right before this and you're like, yeah, I was doing a lot of old school methods and my dad's kind of old school, but it works. I mean, listen, it's still talking to people. It's still getting in front, having a quality conversation. It's not the most efficient in 2022. I'll tell you that, but wow. Phenomenal advice.
Yeah. So basically I went there, no idea what was going on. It was my first day doing real estate, and I knock on the lady's door. She opens, I tell her she's losing her house. She starts crying. She pulls me into her house and is asking me all these questions. I don't really know what's going on. And I end up basically telling her, look, I'm going to come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about this. Come back tomorrow. I asked my dad that night. He helps me write basically a purchase agreement. Mm-hmm. He helped me draft up a purchase agreement. He's like, here's what you do. You're going to go in with this. So we go into the house, and essentially the lady didn't really want to sell at that price that I was proposing. So I was like, okay, well, I just got my real estate license. I can help you put it on the market. So we went to put it on the market, and essentially we get an offer on the first day it's on the market. This was 2019, summer of 2019. And the offer's, you know, $20,000 lower than what we thought, what we had it listed at. And basically I told her, I was like, look, if you're going to take this, I'll match this offer cash. Because my dad basically already said he'd give me a loan on this project. It's my first project. And he was pretty happy I was getting into real estate. So she's like, okay, that sounds good. So I took my commission off of that and I got it for like $12,000 less. So I got this big house. And basically my plan was now to save her from foreclosure by purchasing it cash and then renovate it and sell it. And my dad goes, okay, so that's a great thought. He's like, but look at this house. He goes, did you see anything different about this house compared to their neighbors? I was looking at it. I was like, no. He goes, how big is that lot? And so I'm looking at it. I'm like, I have no idea. So I go up to their township, and basically I figure out how big this lot is. And I come back to him. I'm like, yeah, it's 100 foot. He goes, okay, now go back to their township and ask them how much you need to build a house here. How many feet of frontage you need. Come back and it's 50. So he's like, okay. So now how much are new construction homes selling for in this area? I look it up. You know, they're selling for about 500,000. So, and we got this lot right now for 168, this double lot.
With the house.
With the house. So essentially, he's like, so if you took 168, he's like, you put $10,000 into tearing it down, $2,000 for the lot split. He's like, you have 180,000 to do it. He goes, now for two lots, that's 90,000 a lot. He's like, you know, if we put a couple hundred into building a house and we sell it for 500, you got yourself a nice little profit there. So I was like, well, I don't know what to do. He's like, I'll teach you. So my dad basically taught me how to build a house. So I'm in the process right now to get my builder's license with all that. But essentially, yeah, he walked me through and I built the two houses. And I built one house. He gave me a loan to build the first house, sold the first house on the market. And then I had so many people want that house that they wanted to buy the lot next door. I didn't even have a house on that yet. So basically, we came up with a strategy where we were going to sell it ahead of time on a construction loan, so that they pay off the lot and I get the money up front to build the house. And then what I actually did is I took all that money that I got, so the profit from the first house and the construction loan money for the lot on the second house, and I bought another double lot. So I went and I started basically marketing this neighborhood really hard, started putting out postcards, started door knocking, started cold calling this neighborhood like up the wazoo. And I door knock in this neighborhood. Everyone once a month, I go and knock on everyone's door and make sure they're not going to sell to anyone else but me.
So let me just slow you down real quick. So you bought a house on a good sized lot for $160,000.
Mm-hmm.
You then started the process with the planning and zoning committee to split that in half. How long does that typically take?
Oh, so it takes
in Plymouth.
In our township here, it takes about 6 weeks
to get a lot split.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's incredible. It's like 6 months here in Phoenix.
Oh, so
go to California, it's like 18 months. It's crazy.
Yeah, any kind of variance takes a lot longer. But fortunately, we didn't need a variance. We just needed a simple split.
Awesome. So you were finding lots. You're finding houses that are on big lots that you're splitting down the middle and building two houses. And you built one with funds from your dad. Mm-hmm. He helped you get there. He probably connected you with contractors and yep, all the trades, right?
Correct.
To build that. And then you're like, okay, I'm taking notes, Dad. I got it. Okay. I know how to communicate with them and keep them on schedule. And then with the second lot, it's still empty. It's just dirt. And then you go and you sell it. You sell the plans. You sell the whole project to somebody that's going to get a construction loan. So they start paying you for that before you start building it. Is that right?
Correct.
Fantastic. And then you take the profits from that house that you haven't even built yet. Probably it's already under some sort of process, but definitely the one that you just sold, you take the profits and you go do this again.
Correct. So I was like,
so how do you survive during this, Austin? How do you make any kind of income? Or are you just chilling in your dad's basement, like, you know, rehabbing the foot? No, yeah. I assume the foot's better right now, but are you still living in your dad's basement at this time building houses?
So no. So I'm actually living in a house that I'm going to tear down next year. So
I know where you're at now, but during that time.
Oh, in that time, yes. I was living in his basement. So the funny thing is, you know, the first day in the job, I got this deal. I put this deal together. Now, this is where the struggle came in. And I got, like, quote unquote, beginner's luck. So the very first day I get this big deal, and all throughout took about the whole process from starting to selling that house took about a year.
Okay.
So essentially throughout that year though, I was kind of struggling. I did not have a lot of income coming in. Like I said, I had my real estate license. So I was doing maybe one deal every 6 weeks or so, making a few thousand here, a few thousand there, kind of keep afloat. But I had to live in my dad's basement. I did not have any kind of financial freedom or anything, and I was really struggling. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to get more sales yet, because essentially I didn't have the money yet for the first year.
Right.
And that's kind of where I found TTP. So I was like, it's getting pretty desperate. And I started calling people, and the foreclosure list was not really working out for me, and I didn't know how to get more leads, and I didn't really know what to do. So I found TTP, signed up, and essentially I started going after all sorts of things like probate leads. I started going after divorce leads, and I started streamlining my whole process through your training.
Sure.
And essentially what it did is it kind of helped me get a lot more organized and almost like really multiply my business. So at the exact same time when I joined your program is around the time when I sold that house and I sold the lot. So it was perfect timing that I found you.
Yeah.
Essentially, because now I had this money and I was able to start door knocking, cold calling the neighborhood. And I started going after every double lot. I started targeting it hardcore and just talking to the owners, getting in front of the owners and just making sure they know who I am. And what I quickly realized is that I could buy these double lots for basically market value now and make a huge profit.
So that's a huge point. Sorry to interrupt you, Austin. I just want to make sure that the audience really understands this. All right. You can give people the Zillow estimate on these properties, the appraisal estimate, whatever it is. They can have a real estate agent say, hey, this is what you can sell your property for on the market. You can get pretty close to that. You can back out some of the sales cost and some of the title costs if you want with the seller so that it sweetens the pot, sweetens the deal for that property owner. Come in cash, buy those. One thing that I will say is this. Make sure you talk to, if you're going to implement this strategy, which I think is fantastic, and I see it in every market. But what I'll say is if you're just getting going in this business, make sure that you talk to the zoning department of your city or town or county or whatever it is that governs it, and make sure that you understand what is the timeline for this. Because in some areas, you got to have real patience. A lot of patience, and your buyers have to have a lot of patience. So your numbers have to reflect that. The total price that you can give to the property owner needs to reflect that. If you're somewhere where like Plymouth, Michigan, where you can get this done in 6 weeks, that's fantastic. You can give them more. If it takes longer and there's any kind of debt service like private money or hard money on these properties with your cash buyer or yourself, you need to take that into account and work those into your numbers. But I think it's a phenomenal strategy. You've got this lot that's about you're being patient with it, right? How long does it take to build this house? It takes like a year?
Yeah, so it took between getting the plans sorted out, getting it split, getting everything lined up, learning what to do and doing it. It took about a year.
And when you got out, when you're living in the basement at your dad's house, putting together new build houses, how old are you?
I am 27.
27 years old and just new to this business.
Yep.
You're selling some properties. You're doing some things. You were 27 in your parents' house?
Yep.
Awesome. What's going through your head? Are you like, you know what? I need to get my life together. I need to get this. This needs to work out. Do I really love real estate or do I want to do something else? Do I want to go back to insurance? Like what's going through your head during this time?
Yeah. You know, during that time, I was pretty down. It was a tough time. It was a lot of work building a house, especially having no prior construction knowledge. At the same time, I'm trying to stay afloat by working with buyers that I find, like old friends and stuff, to buy houses. And I don't have a lot of experience as an agent either. So I was really kind of struggling on both ends of that. I was probably working, my dad and my friends, I would say, like they never saw me for like a year, year and a half, because I was working 15 hours a day. But it was hard. And, you know, the problem was I only had one big deal. We're getting any more like wholesale deals, no flip deals. I really wanted to get more into it, but I didn't have the resources and the knowledge. So actually, the whole irony of it is after about a year, right before I finished and sold this house, I kind of broke down. Like I had a breakdown and I started crying and I prayed for the first time that since, I don't even remember, maybe middle school, high school. And I started praying and I was like, God, is this the right path for me? Am I meant to do real estate? This is really hard and I've been putting so much effort in and I'm not seeing the results. And essentially, 2 days later, I get a phone call from someone and he's like, hey, are you buying houses in this neighborhood? He's like, I see you tore this one down. And I'm like, yeah, I'm buying houses in that neighborhood. Of course, let me come right over. So I schedule the thing. The next day I go to his house and he explains that his mom just went into a nursing home and they needed to sell ASAP to basically pay for the mom's care. And this house is not going to be needed.
Yep.
So I basically got him under contract right there. And I was like, holy smokes. This is like my second quote unquote deal, off market deal. And I've been in it for a year. And then from there, that kind of renewed my spirits. And that's about the same time I found you and finished that first build.
Yep.
I had some funds. I had some coaching now and I had new encouragement. And basically I said, I can't give up. I have to keep going. And then instead of working, 15 hours a day trying to get this house built, and now I'm working like 15 hours a day to try to find more double lots, to try to find more of this guy where his mom died and he really needed to sell the house, or went to a nursing home and really needed to sell the house. And so I'm just really glad I didn't give up.
Look at you now. I mean, literally, will you do me a favor? Will you pick up your computer again and show me what's outside your window?
Yeah.
And explain to everybody. And by the way, if you're just listening to this podcast, check this out on Brent Daniels' YouTube channel. But you're going to see two brand new built houses across the street from Austin here, right? You build those, Austin?
Yeah. So I just finished those two. And I'm going to do the same thing in the house I'm living in right here. Essentially, we had a bunch of double lots in this neighborhood now. And one by one, we're tearing. Well, not one by one, because once we get two of them sold on construction loans, we're able to buy the next one. So we're kind of like multiplying, doubling the business every time, which is super sweet. And
it's a wonderful plan. It's a very simple plan. Just keep rolling the money. And I love, and we'll get into this in a second, how you're taking money out to live and what you're doing with the properties that you're keeping, which I think is absolutely brilliant, because you're young, you're building wealth, you're building a machine that's finding and building houses. It's incredible. I mean, just especially coming from, hey, I'm door knocking, selling solar, to I'm door knocking, selling solar and insurance, to, oh, I'm door knocking car dealerships and realtor offices to try to sell insurance, to becoming a realtor, to now being a real estate developer building brand new houses, which you'll be able to drive by those houses for the rest of your life with incredible pride in your eyes and in your heart that you built something like that on the street that people are living in and enjoying. So, I mean, just so much fulfillment there, and such a story, such a journey that you've been on over the last few years. And I think you're just getting warmed up. I really do. I think it's just starting to, warm up. And I'm so fortunate that you joined TTP and you started expanding the different, avenues to find these specific properties that you're looking for. And you've been able to do it. And you send me pictures of these $130,000 checks and $128,000 checks and all of these incredible, incredible income that you get to increase your lifestyle, but also you're putting it back into the projects that you're having and building your wealth. So let's talk about that a little bit. So you build these properties. What do you do once you sell them? You're obviously buying more of these type of deals. Are you keeping them? What's your strategy for wealth creation?
Yeah. So essentially, some of the money that we're getting from these properties, we're putting right back in and we're buying more double lots. Now, on top of that, what we're also doing is we're buying kind of houses that we can get at a nice value point where we can put a little bit of love into them. And then what we do is we do a cash out refi. So it's essentially the BRRRR strategy. But the nice thing about the cash out refi then is that since we don't have we're actually buying the property with the money that we already made, we're not paying off a loan necessarily. What we're doing is we're taking that money and we're living off the money that we get from the refi. Yep. So it's a pretty nice way to go about it.
And how much income tax do you pay off of those refis?
Zero.
Zero. That's right.
Zero tax on the refi, income tax, which is nice. So, yep. And then from there, essentially, now I'm working on expanding my fix and flip business currently, because what I realized is that although these new builds are super fun, super nice, I love development, but it's time consuming. It's a very long process. And although I want to continue with the development, I also need to subsidize in between.
Yep.
Get something a little bit quicker, which is where I love wholetails and flips, because, the profits on a flip can be pretty, pretty nice, pretty meaty profits. Same on a wholetail. And, a wholetail takes probably a month to do.
Mm-hmm.
A flip takes, a max of 3 months. And, we're seeing great profits on those. So right now I'm kind of expanding actually your teachings here, and I'm going into, I have a full-time, well, not full-time yet, part-time, who's going to go into full-time cold caller.
Awesome.
And so we're working on really getting more properties and more acquisition type stuff. On top of that, I've been kind of meeting with other big realtors, other big investors in the area. So I've made it kind of my way to meet with three a month. And I've been doing that for about a year now, and they're bringing deals. I mean, I told them, okay, look, I'll secure the funding. I'll do all of the contracting work. And then basically we'll split the profits 50-50. And
I love it.
We're bringing, I mean, these realtors, they're like the ones, you know, they're selling 100 plus houses a year. So they're coming in contact with a bunch of potential clients who would actually benefit from a quick cash sale. So that's where I come in. I partner with them, and then all of us make out from it, especially the sellers, because they don't realize that they'll benefit from this quick sale. And then we come in and we really help them out. And it's been a nice kind of partnership strategy where we're actually, instead of going business to customer, we're going business to business. It's a pretty nice model that we're trying to implement now as well.
I love that you do that, because I'm telling you, as a former real estate agent, if I had the opportunity to brag that I was part of a brand new development or a brand new house, I would be telling that at every barbecue, at every meetup, at every company brokerage meeting, all that stuff. I'd be like, yeah, well, you guys are selling houses and that's good, but I've evolved, you know, I've evolved into, you know, being a developer where actually you're doing everything, but they're bringing you the deals. I'm telling you, there is huge benefit in building an incredible network of real estate agents that either get a part of the deal or they get to keep all their commission, whatever it is. Start talking to real estate agents. It's not scary. They're just human beings. Yes, they look fancy on their Instagram and Facebook and their business card and their bus benches and stuff like that, but they're just people that need to sell houses, and they don't get fed unless they do. So be in front of them. Have that conversation. Build up your courage to go and talk to real estate agents in your local market and tell them exactly what you're looking for, and look for a incredible win-win synergistic relationship with those people. Yeah, I love it. So Austin, talk to me about big plans. Are you I want 10,000 doors type of guy? Are you, I want to build skyscrapers type of guy? Are you, I'm going to set up a bank and be a bank type of guy? What type of real estate entrepreneur do you see yourself like really like having a lot of pride that you got to that spot?
You know, that's actually the tricky question here. You know, I often think about that because I'm so kind of well-versed in so many exit strategies now that I can't really decide which one I want as my ultimate game plan. You know, I think ultimately I would really like to have a very diverse portfolio, you know, short-term rentals, long-term rentals, multifamily, single family, like a very diverse portfolio. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm starting to kind of diversify my portfolio. And then on top of that, you know, I do want to get more into the development side. Sure. You know, my father, I've grown up seeing him. He's built 87 subdivisions. And, you know, every time we drive by one and it says a Cook development on the bottom, and it's really cool. It's like, wow, he made that 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I would like to probably dabble into that as well and kind of get more into that. Of course, times are changing and it's very high risk to do that. But you know, I wouldn't rule that out of the rule that out at all. So
love it. Love it. Well, I mean, that's the path that you're on. That's what you've got going. I mean, that's, you've got the experience. You've got all the mentor that you need in your dad and doing that. So that's incredible. So, well, excellent. How do people reach out to you? How do they find you? If people want to squat up with you in the Metro Detroit area, or if they just want to say congratulations, maybe they want to send you a deal. How do people reach out to you, Austin?
Yeah, so you know, there's a couple ways. One, if they want to find me on Instagram, my Instagram is just Austin Cook, but it's AustonCook. And then my phone number too. Maybe I'll regret putting this out there, but we're gonna do it anyway. Because if you guys really want to get a hold of me, it's 734-756-0848. Just shoot me a text.
One more time. Let's bury you. It's going to be a lot, Austin. I'm just telling you. Well, I warn everybody, but here you go. Second time. 734.
756. 0848.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Give some wisdom to anybody that's starting out, hasn't done a deal. They're very excited about being a real estate entrepreneur. They finally got through all the filters of all the kind of like distractions that are out there. They finally found the right place to start, which is sourcing discounted properties, aka wholesaling. So they're excited to start this process. What advice would you give them?
You know, there's a couple pieces. The biggest one, though, and first and foremost, is just take action. I know so many buddies and so many people that I've met along this journey that are still nowhere near where I want to be because they just are stuck in analysis paralysis.
Yep.
And they're not taking action. So, you know, I think first and foremost, you guys just take action. I know you're not going to know everything. It's scary, but just go up there, knock on that door, pick up the phone, give them a call, you know, just do it. Take that action. And the other thing to really realize, I know Brett kind of says this a lot, you know, don't expect to get a deal in right away.
Right.
It takes time.
Yep.
And for me, you know, I got really lucky and I got my first deal on my first day. But essentially after that, you know, I had a dry spell for almost a year. And then after that, it went bonkers for the last year and a half. It's just been one after the other. So the biggest thing is don't give up. It's tough. It's really tough when you're putting in 12, 15 hour days, 6-7 days a week, and you're not seeing results, but trust the process. It will come. Just don't give up and just keep going at it. And then the third big thing that I have is consistency. You can be the best on the phone. You can be the best at door knocking. You could be, you know, the best at the follow-up or anything. However, you're not going to get serious results until you get consistent with it. You can't do it once a week and be like, oh, I'm done, checked it off. You got to be consistent with it every day. You got to call these people back right away. You have to really show them that you're a real estate professional, and just be consistent and don't give up and just take action.
I love it. Incredible story. Incredible how much you've done in the last 2.5 years, by the way. Everybody should know that in the last 2.5 years, Austin has been building this up. And that first year was really just getting everything going with the development. So really, the last 18 months has been really, really, really impactful. And that's how it happens. You push, you push, you push. And then all of a sudden, you make it through the ceiling and you are just absolutely unstoppable. You just keep going. The momentum, the wind is behind your back. It's incredible. So, Austin, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. Everybody reach out to him. He put his phone number. Take advantage of it and squad up with Austin, especially if you're in Michigan, especially if you're in Metro Detroit. Squad up with him, meet up with him, see what's going on, and do business together. All right? Now, for everybody out there that is interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing, it is the TTP program. It is the TTP family. Go to wholesalinginc.com/TTP. That's wholesalinginc.com/TTP. Go and check out what it's all about. If you're interested in joining incredible people like Austin Cook here, that is the place to check it out. If it feels good in your gut, all the testimonials, make sure that you sign up for a call, and I look forward to working with you personally. And that's it. I will sign off, as always, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. Till next time. Love you guys. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.